I just want to give you an update, Kennedy, on my son's birthday party over the weekend.
Oh, I've been waiting all day, you know, all weekend to find out how it went. You know, as you left the 10,000 Toys for Girls and Boys event Saturday,
yeah.
I know that you were gearing up. You were super excited. You couldn't wait to get eight kids into a movie theater.
That's not how I remember it.
Full stress.
He did not seem happy at all.
No.
Stress.
He was actually talking crap.
Well, first I had to run back home because we decided to do the cake after we did the movie. So we went to the movies there at Assembly, and there's this little outside park on the other side of Assembly. So we thought we'd do the cake outside after the movie. So
it was 3 degrees.
Yeah.
Yeah, we didn't take that into account. That's spoiler alert, it was cold.
Ice cream cake keeps you cold.
You guys, for planners, you are the worst planners.
No, we planned everything. We
but just you're don't the take... worst planners.
They just planned it wrong.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, we had to take it in, like, knives and plates and all this. But anyway, so
let's bring knives to a public park.
Yay!
We there are 8 kids, right?
All each with knives.
Each between 7 and 8 years old. So these are all second graders.
Yeah.
All Barrett's friends and
classmates. Sounds awesome. Mm-hmm. Sounds awesome.
And the first mistake that we made was Assembly right before the holidays.
Oh, yeah.
On a Saturday.
Bonkers. Nope. Smart.
It was insane.
Nope.
Now, I live in Charlestown.
I don't even know how you got parking.
I don't know.
Did you just park at your house and walk?
It would have been closer. The parking garage that's there was closed because it was full.
Holy mm-hmm. cats. I've never seen that happen.
And they have a couple parking garages there now.
Yes. So
yeah.
It normally takes me about 10 minutes to drive there from my house. It took me 35 minutes. From the time I got inside Assembly Row to get to a parking spot. And all of the parents had the same problem. So parents...
Wasn't a drop-off?
Well, you couldn't even get into Assembly because it's so crowded.
Should have taken the T.
Tuck and roll, kid. Tuck and roll.
Tico's right there these days,
yeah.
Doesn't it?
So finally, just moments before the movie's going to start, we get the last kid because of fighting the traffic. We get them all inside. We get them seated. And we have the entire front row. Also there, my mother-in-law, who has just had knee replacement surgery.
Oh. Yeah, she seems
so
like
it's
she's
really like nimble 9 8
enough to catch one.
It's like 9 8-year-olds.
Hey, you, get over here. I lost him.
I have to be honest, though. The movie, we saw The Grinch. It was fun. They were fantastic during the movie.
Well, it's because every 30 seconds is a shiny thing.
Yeah, even with all the stuff that they were eating and all this stuff. So we get done with the movie, and then I now have to run back to the parking spot to get my card because I have the cake and all the supplies. And then
and
I have to take my hobbling mother-in-law and drive her across Assembly.
You sit in the car, Mimi.
Then Lana and her sister take this caravan of 8-year-olds who are now hopped up on sugar across Assembly and
it's
all the traffic.
Whole bag of
nopes. They get over to the park and we get there and we now realize it's like 38 degrees. It is freezing. We're out there. Now, as I go to start... We go to light the candles. The wind is blowing.
Oh, you brought fire, too.
We can't get the candles to light.
Fire knives. Fire
it up.
Everything.
Like, the candles will not light. So we're like, just screw it. Pretend there's candles. Everybody starts singing. Kids are spinning around. And just as we go to blow out the candles, one of the children starts getting sick.
Because they're outside.
What did they eat at the movie theater? Did you guys buy for them or did you let them bring stuff in sneaky time?
Actually, this particular kid, I don't think they really had anything. I think they drank water and they were just sick. So now
because they were out in the freezing cold, probably caught death.
We feel so bad for the kids, so bad. So we're sitting there, here's the cake, and 3 feet away, here's the poor kid, just projectile, just all...
On the cake?
Not on the cake, but... And then,
at least they had enough sense to do it away from the cake.
Their mom had showed up, so they usher off. Well, then all the other kids are running around, and we're having to get... No, don't run through that. That's gross over
there.
That's
vomit!
And they're like, where? And they want to look at it.
They want to look at it.
They want to... And then
what did you eat?
A second kid gets sick.
Was that from looking at the other stuff?
I don't know. And so there's another parent that is there now helping us out. And they take that kid and they go off to the bathroom. That kid never came back, by the way. We had to text the parent. The parent had to go to the bathroom to meet their kid.
It seems like that's actually the best scenario, that you drop two
out
of the fold.
Right.
You know? That's kind of good. It makes it a little easier to handle.
It's Lord of the Flies, Survival of the Fittest. Yeah,
so now it's like... It's
Darwinism.
It's around 4:45, okay? And we are done. The rest of the parents are not supposed to show up until 5:30. It is cold. It is dark. There's that all over the place.
Did you just take the kids into a bar?
So... So I said,
"Hey, we're going to the bar."
So I start texting all of the parents.
Going to Tony C's. Let's go.
Where are you? Thank God some of them were at Tony C's waiting, so they just walked
across
the
No, you had them till 5:30. I don't want them.
We're good. I just want another
5:30?
Beer.
I'm in the middle of some jalapeno poppers.
The moral of the story is when your son says he wants to have one friend spend the night for a birthday, you take him at his word. You don't say, no, why don't we invite a bunch of kids to go to the movies? You listen to what he wants to do.
Did they sleep over, too?
No, we did not do a sleepover.
It's like God. You just, you know, the birthday party, I equate it to like a can of Coke, and you just shook it up.
Yep.
Let's open it and see what happens.
Let it roll.
It's awesome. So, yeah, there's that.
Good for you, buddy. I'm glad you made it through alive and that you're still here today.
Happy birthday.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.